Conversation with Jean. Let us not talk philosophy, drop it, Jean. So many words, so much paper, who can stand it? I told you the truth about my distancing myself. I have stopped worrying about my misshapen life. It was no better and no worse than the usual human tragedies. For over 30 years we have been waging our dispute, as we do now, on the island under the skies of the tropics. We flee a downpour, in an instant the bright sun again, and I grow down, dazzled by the emerald essence of the leaves. We submerge in foam at the line of the surf. We swim far to where the horizon is a tangle of banana bush with little windmills of palms, and I am under accusation that I am not up to my oeuvre, that I do not demand enough from myself, as I could have learned from Karl Jaspers, that my scorn for the opinions of this age grows slack. I roll on a wave and look at white clouds. You are right, Jean. I don't know how to care about the salvation of my soul. Some are caught, others manage as well as they can. I accept it. What has befallen me is just. I don't pretend to the dignity of a wise old age. Untranslatable into words, I choose my home in what is now, in things of this world, which exist and for that reason delight us. Nakedness of women on the beach, coppery cones of their breasts, hibiscus, alamanda, a red lily, devouring with my eyes, lips, tongue, the guava juice, the juice of la crème de citerre, rum with ice and syrup, lianas orchids in a rainforest where trees stand on the sills of their roots. Death, you say, mine and yours, closer and closer. We suffered, and this poor earth was not enough. The purple-black earth of vegetable gardens will be here, either looked at or not. The sea, as today, will breathe from its depth. Growing small, I disappear in the immense, more and more free.